This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You know, Dr. Zulkifli Ahmad, our new Minister of Health, has just confirmed that Dr. Lee Boon Chye, the PKR Gopeng, has agreed to take up the post of Deputy Health Minister. Earlier, Dr. Lee had turned down Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad's offer to appoint him Deputy Health Minister. Just a bit of a backgrounder, Dr. Lee studied medicine at University of Malaya in the 1980s, and he furthered his studies at UKM and then Edinburgh University in the UK. He has been practicing as a cardiologist in Ipoh since 1994. So, welcome to the show, Dr. Lee. How are you today? Dr. Lee, are you there? Hello?
Yes, yes.
Hi, pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
How have you been?
Fine.
Okay.
Hectic few days.
It has been, I'm sure. You know, tell us, how do you feel at the moment? I mean, you were a little reluctant to take on this role, but now, you know, you have accepted it. How do you feel at the moment?
Well, of course, it's a big change and a big challenge for me. And there are lots of things in life where I got to do my replanning. But life carries on. Since I've accepted the challenge, then I'm willing to take up, and I do hope that I can deliver a good job.
Yeah. Why were you hesitant in the first place?
Well, I think I've been a practicing cardiologist, so I've been quite comfortable being a practicing cardiologist, so I was a bit reluctant to make such a drastic decision where the change is so drastic. Now since it looks like my service might be of needed, and I'm willing to take up the challenge, so I'm taking up the challenge.
You obviously have been involved in politics as well in the past, together while you were a practicing cardiologist, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, what got you into politics in the first place as a cardiologist?
Well, I go back 20 years ago. I think it was a height of reformacy and the cry for change. And that's where I entered politics in the first place. And I think that there's a need for reform. And now, when Pakatan Harapan takes over at Putrajaya, my initial thought that, well, mission accomplished. So hopefully, under the stewardship of Tun Dr. Mahathir, the one whom I against to begin with, has now been a reform leader and making changes and build a new Malaysia. And I thought that, well, that's where my mission has been accomplished. So, but looks like there is more mission to be done. So that's how it is.
Okay. I've always wondered, as Deputy Minister, what's your role going to be like? I mean, I always felt the Deputy Minister's role was a little bit of a... you were a little bit of a shadow. You were between the minister, and you also have the director general of a ministry. You also have the secretary general of the ministry. You sort of sit somewhere in between. What would be your role? What do you have planned?
Well, I'm glad that I was being a deputy minister to begin with, because I've never had a chance to be in such a high position. It might be a good chance for me to pick things up. And I also got a chance to speak to the honorary minister over communication. And of course, when I pick up the post, the first thing I will do is probably speak to him and see what the minister has got in mind for the ministry. But to be fair, I think for Ministry of Health, we are actually fortunate, because Ministry of Health, as all this while, has been managed by a group of highly well-respected professionals, either at the central level or at various state levels. So the basic structure within the Ministry of Health has actually been very, very well run, with or without minister or deputy ministers. So I think our role will be probably provide some guidance and leadership. And in this respect, I would probably take advice from the minister, and also would like to meet up with the senior officers in the ministry and to get a better feel of how things are before I can make my next move.
Couldn't agree with you more about the fact that, you know, you've taken over a ministry which was very well run, you know, even in the past. As a cardiologist, come on, I mean, you're coming into a key position. Do you have any burning aspirations to make a difference as far as obesity in this country is concerned? I mean, we are the fattest nation in Southeast Asia. You have any passion or burning plans to make a change there?
Well, certainly, I think this is one of the major public health problems now and probably will grow in the future unless we have a major health education exercise to educate our children, especially about proper diet, less carbohydrate diet, and more exercise, less sugar, and sugar intake. And I think these are the things where we as a policymaker, together with the industry, and also together with doctors, educators, can play an important role to reverse the trend of increasing obesity. Because we know that sooner or later, if we don't address the problem, we are going to have more problems with chronic illnesses like diabetes, hypertension, coronary heart disease, stroke, and so on. So this is an important concern.
Okay, so you're not going to put statins in our water supply then?
I do know that we have limited budget, but we will see how we can run the whole ministry within our means. But I do think that at the end of the day, if we look at the total healthcare expenses, the cheapest model would be a strong public health or government-sponsored health delivery system all over the world. When the government sector is strong, then the total healthcare expenses will be lower as compared to a system where the private healthcare dominates. So I think it still makes sense for us to have increased expenses in the Ministry of Health.
Okay. I think there's a lot of emphasis that needs to put on preventive health as well, which is something we have to look at very seriously.
Yes, sure.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us, and we wish you all the best. Dr. Lee Boon Chai, our newly appointed Deputy Health Minister, speaking to us on The Bigger Picture. All the best, Dr. Lee. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Can I just say something before we end?
Yes, go ahead.
Not University of Edinburgh. I was... MRCP, Edinburgh, not University of Edinburgh.
Fair enough. We'll make that correction. Thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Lee Boon Chai, our new Deputy Minister of Health on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.